Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Williams for CCR to House Bill 1661.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1661 by Williams of the House and Leftwich of the Senate, an act relating to revenue and taxation.
Representative Williams, you're recognized to explain your conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Senate struck title. This is just restoring it. Move adoption.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the CCR. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, I see Section 2. I guess I didn't notice this before, and I think it's a good idea, but it says, all income tax checkoffs provided for in the state statute shall expire 4 years after enactment, unless reauthorized by the legislature. Can you describe why we need to do that?
I'd be glad to, Representative. It's just a sunsetting provision so that we don't end up with 50 of these checkoffs down at the bottom, some of which may no longer be pertinent. If we deem that they're still pertinent, it's very easy to reauthorize them.
Representative Reynolds for a follow-up.
Who asked for that language, do you know?
I think that would be Representative Dorman.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
And can you give us an example of any checkoffs that currently exist that need to expire?
No, and I don't believe I asked for any.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
Do you think that that this one ought to expire after 4 years?
If we no longer deem it's necessary, sure, and it applies to it.
Representative Reynolds?
Can you tell me, the YMCA has been an organization that's been around for a long, long time. Why is it necessary this year to do this?
I was a member of Youth in Government whenever I was in high school. It was something that I wanted to do, and it's not just a direct benefit to the YMCA, but to their program. And this is the first year that I've been here, so it's my first opportunity to do it.
Representative Reynolds for a final question, and then we will allow time for debate. You're recognized.
So do you think it's appropriate if each member that we have a certain project that we try to get a tax check off, which increases the cost of our tax forms and increases the different things that the tax commission has to keep track of and monitor? Do you think that that's really a appropriate function of state government?
Thank you for the question. I'm not for sure it's on the bill or on the CCR that just adds the title back on.
Representative Reynolds for a question.
So I should ask that question after we adopt the CCR?
Sure, but I think you should have asked it when the original bill came through.
Representative Williams now moves. Oh, there is an additional question. Representative Duncan, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Actually, for a point of order, a question of the chair.
You're recognized.
Back to the same issue. I'm looking at this. I see the sign-out sheet, the Senate amendments, and the engrossed version. And there's a CCR summary, but we can't read the CCR or the CCS. There's no way to read on here what it is we're about to be asked to adopt and then vote on.
That's not true. I found everything on there.
Representative Duncan, I appreciate your question. House will come to order. What we are voting on is actually the engrossed version, what you should be able to be to receive and to read on your computer. There is no committee substitute. Thank you for that question. Representative Ritz for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, would you agree that in a time of economic hardships that making a deduction for any group out there is going to impact our bottom line here in Oklahoma to our taxpayers, wouldn't you agree?
Representative, this is a voluntary donation. This is not a fact. This is not coming out of the state coffers. If the people would like to use money that they would otherwise be receiving back to make a donation, this is what this allows for.
Representative Terrell for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, Representative Williams, I think the answer to your last question points back to what Representative Reynolds was asking you. if this is a voluntary checkoff by people so they can give or not give, then my question is, what is the purpose of sunsetting all the rest of the voluntary checkoffs every 4 years? What's the point of that? Wouldn't you just not give if you didn't want it to continue?
Thank you for your question, Representative. Not all of the organizations that are listed currently as checkoffs have the longevity that the YMCA has proven to have. Some of them ebb and flow, and I think that a four-year provision, it's a very easy reauth process. It was just simply to keep the tax form a little bit clean.
Representative Terrell for a follow-up.
So the real purpose of this is to sunset the other four to bump the YWCA up on the list to the top so that it would increase the likelihood that there would be more checkoffs for that one.
Thank you, Representative, and I appreciate the question of my character. That's not at all the intent of it, and I move adoption of the CCR.
Representative Wright, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Williams, I'm sure we all know, but what does the YMCA stand for?
Young Men's Christian Association. Thank you.
Representative Wright, you're recognized for a follow-up.
Do you see that this perhaps runs a little bit afoul of government directly funding a particular sect?
It's a non-denominational, non-government funded, and this is not any kind of a government tax dollar being contributed to it. So, no, I don't.
Representative Williams presses his motion. Will there be debate? There will be debate. Members wishing to debate in opposition, please press your red button. Members wishing to debate in favor, please press your green button. Members debating in opposition wishing to yield. Members debating in favor wishing to yield. Seeing none, the following members will be recognized for debate. Those debating in opposition will be Representative Ritz for 10 minutes and Representative Reynolds for 10 minutes. Members debating in favor will be Representative Dorman for 10 minutes and Representative Williams for 10 minutes. Representative Ritz, you're now recognized for 10 minutes. 10 minutes in debate in opposition to the adoption of the CCR. House will come to order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I think that what the real issue of this bill is, we're saying that this organization, which is a worthy organization, Young Men's Christian Association, is wanting to go to the front of the line of a lot other more worthy organizations. And we as legislators are sending a message in times of hardship that we are favoring one organization or another that could impact our bottom line in a short time of an economy crunch that we're in. And basically that's it. We're trying to say that this organization serves priority over other organizations in this checkoff, and I recommend that we not approve this legislation. Thank you. I do not accept questions.
Thank you, Representative Ritz. Representative Dorman, you're now recognized for 10 minutes. 10 minutes in debate in favor of adoption of the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, would you call the chamber to order?
I will. Members of the House will come to order. Please take your conversations outside. Please give your attention to Representative Dorman. Representative Dorman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's amazing what becomes controversial out here. I've served on Revenue and Taxation 6 of my 7 years. I've had good working relations with the committee chairman, Representative Hickman, and he and I discussed this when the bill went through earlier, and we talked about the 11 different checkoffs that are currently on the income taxes right now, and thought it would be a good idea for these organizations to come back out here, give us an account of how much money they're making off the checkoffs, and prove that they do need that money each year. Also, it would give us a better idea to look at future requests for checkoffs, because as we're seeing the economy go into a downturn, this is an opportunity for good groups to request funds. Now, I'm going to run through the 11 checkoffs. The Oklahoma Wildlife Diversity Fund, the Low Income Health Care Fund, Veterans Affairs Capital Improvement Program, Oklahoma Breast and Cervical Cancer Fund, Oklahoma Silver-Haired Legislature and Alumni Association, the Appointed Special Advocates for Abused or Neglected Children, support the retirement of the Capitol Dome debt, support the Oklahoma National Guard, Oklahoma Leukemia and Lymphoma Fund, supporter programs for regional food banks. All of these are great programs. They're worth it. And I personally think they should be on there. But I also think, like many other things, we should have a sunset review of each of those to see if they're accomplishing the goals. You have a $2 checkoff, a $5 checkoff, or a blank where you can write in your own amount. This is completely a voluntary donation. I'm on the board of my local YMCAs, and when they approached me and asked me to run this, I was over my limit, so I asked my seatmate to carry this legislation, because this is a good program. It's a program established for high school students to participate through their YMCA called Youth in Government, where they will come to the Capitol, write legislation, and participate in the process. Myself, Senator Leftwich, Senator Brannon, and Representative Christian were on a panel this year where the students came and talked to us. They also come out here and write their own legislation and learn the process. We are trying to encourage civics and social studies through this program. This will allow people to donate a little bit of money to help with civics programs and social studies, which I think we all agree there needs to be more of that. The YMCA is a well-established program that helps a lot of our communities. As I said, I'm a board member for Grady County. I truly believe in this program. I think this is a great program. I would encourage each of you to vote for this. We're not punishing the other groups. We're simply just asking, come out here when it's going to be recertified, explain to us why this is a good program, tell us how much money you received through this, and we can bring a little bit more accountability and shed some light on this and show that the good is happening through the income tax checkoffs. Members, I would please ask you to vote for this. It's a good program. It's going to accomplish a lot of good. Thank you very much.
Representative Dorman, do you yield to questions?
Sure.
Representative Terrell, you're recognized for a question.
Representative Dorman, the private charities that are listed there that are part of the voluntary checkoff, I'm curious, what function of government do you think it is to review the books of a private charity?
If it's on the income tax and it's money that's going through the checkoffs, I would just like to see how much money is going in through the checkoffs to see what good is accomplished. I don't think we need to review the books. I'd just like to know how much we're getting from the checkoffs and let them tell us what good that was accomplished.
Thank you, Representative Dorman.
No different than what we've asked from the casinos.
Thank you, Representative Dorman. Representative Reynolds, you're now recognized for 10 minutes. 10 minutes in closing debate against the adoption of the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members. Well, I don't like any checkoff, so that we can start right there. But I think the when I was first elected office, the largest, newest YMCA in the United States was built in my district. In fact, it's just about three-quarters of a mile from my house, and I do laps around it every other day. And it's a great facility. I'm not quite sure if they'll be able to get any money out of this checkoff or not, or who'll decide which YMCA gets the checkoff. And I really haven't heard that the YMCA's requested this checkoff. Maybe they did, or maybe the representative just felt like it was a good deal. But the YMCA, which I participated in when I was young, who would argue that it's not a great organization? That's not what this is about. It doesn't have anything to do with being a government organization. And we don't need it to go down that path. That particular YMCA, I think, costs about $10 million. And private individuals went out and raised the money. Now, we can say that this is private individuals. But you know what? It costs the Oklahoma Tax Commission some effort to do this. And if we're going to do this, then we should probably be able to do this for the gun owners and for motorcycle riders and for drag strip racers and just everybody. I mean, what makes this group any more special that the Oklahoma Tax Commission needs to administer and gather funds for them? Representative Dorman indicated he'd like for these groups to come out and tell us what good it's already done. We haven't heard of any of the current groups what good it's already done, so I don't really understand why in the world we think we need to add another one. I agree with him. I think the sunset provision ought to be set down to one day. That'd be fine with me instead of 4 years. But I suspect that we're adopting the CCR, we could send this back to conference and put those instructions in. Members, if you think that it's a proper role of government to maintain the books and help gather up money for a charitable organization, then you'll probably vote for the bill. If you think it's not a proper role of government to do that, hopefully you'll vote against it, like I will. I'd be happy to answer questions.
Thank you, Representative Reynolds. Representative Williams, you're now recognized for 10 minutes. 10 minutes in closing debate in favor of adoption of the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's no malicious intent at all with the other organizations that are currently listed in the checkoff. This is simply adding an organization and hoping to keep a tax form clean. YMCA Youth and Government, this is not going to their facilities fund. This is going to fund a group of high school kids and their endeavors to learn more about what it is we do in this building and what they do in Washington, D.C. It was a program that I participated in. And when I was cleaning out my parents' attic last weekend, I came across the mock bills that we ran. I found out where I sat whenever I was in this room last time, and it's something that's near and dear to my heart. Really, absolutely no ill will or malicious intent involved. I think we're funding a great program. The Silver-Haired Legislature, they've got their own program that is the same thing, basically, and they're on this tax checkoff. And it's a little equity. It's helping fund high school kids in an extracurricular activity, and I would hope that we pass it out with the same vote we did last time, which was 92-4. Thank you.
Representative Williams, do you yield to questions?
No, thank you.
He chooses not to yield. Members, you've heard the debate. All those in favor of adoption of the CCR, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. There's been a request for a recorded vote. Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote on adoption of the CCR. Representative Brown votes aye. Representative Morgan votes aye. Representative Kiesel, for what purpose?
Point of order.
State your point.
Mr. Speaker, it's my understanding that it takes two members of the House to request a recorded vote. I was wondering who those two members were.
Thank you for the question. Representative Kiesel, the two members that I identified were Representative Ritz and Representative Reynolds. Representative DeWitt votes aye. Representative Ombe votes aye. Representative Terrell votes no. Representative Pittman votes aye. Representative Shelton votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
68 aye, 28 nay.
Having received a majority of those voting, I declare the CCR to have been adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1661 by Williams of the House and Leftwich of the Senate, an act relating to revenue and taxation.
Representative Williams moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Ombe votes aye. Representative Morgan votes aye, along with all of the classmates from his district. Representative Brown votes aye. Representative Blackwell votes no. Representative DeWitt votes aye. Representative Wesselhoft votes no. Representative McPeak votes aye. Representative Shelton votes aye. Representative Terrell votes no. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
77 aye, 22 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.